Hello, and welcome to the screencast for Server Validator. Server Validator is a tool Microsoft is providing to our web hosting partners to help them validate if their servers are set up correctly to host to act as publishing targets for Microsoft Web Matrix. Server Validator is composed of a framework which is extensible, and it comes with two tools on top of that framework. It comes with a command line and a user interface. And depending on your preferences, you can use either one. So let's dive into how Server Validator actually works. Server Validator comes with a set of inbox validators. And you have to define an input file. We ship with a sample called Web Matrix Validation. Let's take a look at this. This input file defines a set of validations that Server Validator will run, and it will produce a report indicating whether the validation's passed or not. For example, this validation checks if the operating system is Windows 2008 R2. It has a set of metadata. And let's check the next one. The next one checks if IS7 modules are installed or not. Similarly, there are other validators. For example, this one checks if a certain registry key is enabled or not. The nice part about Server Validator is that if you do not find a validator which suits your needs, you can write your own custom validators as well. So let's start using Server Validator. We will use the user interface. Just launch the user interface, and it will by default use the Web Matrix validation file we just saw. You can run validations, you can stop validations, you can save your results, and you can also filter the results, and you can get some help. Let's just run Server Validator. As you can see, Server Validator is showing us progress as it runs through a set of checks. Okay, let's see what Server Validator told us. We're not interested in the past. Well, actually, let's take a quick look at what passed. So as we can see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different checks have passed. For each check, it tells you whether the check passed, whether the check is required for the Spotlight badge, and the description of, and the name of the check. Let's take a look at some of the errors and the unknown. So, for example, since I'm running this check on Windows 7 Enterprise, Server Validator is telling me that this check failed. It's also telling me that I need ASP.NET MVC1, I need to install PHP. You can learn more about the details of each check in this content area. You can also learn more. For example, you can see here that certain applications in the web application gallery will not install correctly because they do not have dependencies. Similarly, we cannot load delegation rules because web deploy delegation rules are not set up correctly on this computer. To learn more about each one of these checks, just click the Learn More tab. To save your results, click the Save Results button. And we can save them to the desktop. And as you can see, this is simply an XML file. It's a report, had some useful metadata, and then it had some information about each of the validations. We hope the Server Validator tool is useful for you. Please feel free to give us your feedback. We hope to make this tool even better.